This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the record gas production in the country and said self-reliance in the energy sector is very important in achieving the resolve of a developed India. His remarks came in response to a post by Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri stating that the country has achieved a new record in the field of gas production. The gas production in 2020-21 was 28.7 BCM and increased to 36.43 BCM in 2023-24. The data shared by the Union Minister projected that the gas production in 2026 will be 45.3 BCM. In a post on social media, Mr. Modi congratulated the people of the country for this achievement. He said, "This record in gas production is a direct proof of our commitment in this direction." Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan will chair an apex-level tri-service financial conference in New Delhi today. The conference is aimed at enhancing cohesion and synergy in financial issues of the armed forces and will see the participation of senior officials from Ministry of Defence, Controller General Defence Accounts, among others. The conference is being coordinated by headquarters of the Integrated Defence Staff. It is aligned with the objectives set for the ongoing drive on integration and jointness in the armed forces. During the conference, discussions are scheduled on aspects of understanding the perspectives of various stakeholders in defence, finance and finding solutions to challenges faced in defence procurements. The Financial Advisor, Defence Services and Director General Acquisitions will also give specific talks on the roles and actions undertaken by their organisations in expeditious procurement. Haryana Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini has announced the procurement of all crops in the state at minimum support price, MSP. Addressing BJP's Vijay Shankhnad rally in Kurukshetra, Mr. Saini said the state government is currently procuring 14 crops at MSP. He said the state government has also decided to waive off outstanding canal water irrigation charges, known as Abiana, worth 133 crore rupees. Chief Minister said BJP government has also decided to discontinue the Abiana system, which will benefit farmers to the tune of 54 crore rupees per annum. Mr. Saini also announced the payment of pending compensation worth 137 crore rupees within a week to farmers who suffered crop damage because of natural calamity in Rohtak, Nuh, Fatehabad and Sirsa before 2023. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up further discussion today on demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare for 2024-25. The readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024 is likely to be introduced in the Lok Sabha. In Rajya Sabha, the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024 is scheduled to be introduced. The House is also slated to take up discussion on the working of Agriculture Ministry. External Affairs Ministry has strongly advised Indian nationals against travelling to Bangladesh till further notice in view of ongoing developments in the neighbouring country. In its advisory, the Ministry has urged all Indian nationals presently in Bangladesh to exercise extreme caution and restrict their movements. They have been asked to remain in contact with the High Commission of India in Dhaka through their emergency phone numbers. Central government has announced that it will release a set of commemorative postage stamps to celebrate the Paris Olympics 2024. In a social media post, the Department of Post stated that the stamps will be released today at 12 p.m. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya and Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya will attend the event. Lakshya Sen will aim to add a fourth medal to India's tally as he will take on Malaysia's Zee Jia Lee in the bronze medal match of the men's singles in the Paris Olympics today at 6 p.m. IST. Lakshya failed to overcome Denmark's Victor Axelsson in the semi-final clash yesterday and went down fighting 20-22-14-21 in straight games, becoming the first Indian men's shuttler to reach the Olympics semi-final. Saina Nehwal and PV Sindhu are the only two female shuttlers to win an Olympic medal for India in badminton. In men's cricket, the host Sri Lanka defeated India by 32 runs in the second match of the series at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. Chasing a target of 241, India were bowled out for 208 in 42.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.